Prioritize avoiding harm is the first principle. The idea of iatrogenesis, which refers to unintended negative effects of medical treatments, has a long history in medicine. Coined in the 18th century, it describes the harm that can happen from well-meaning treatments, such as bad reactions to drugs or complications from surgery. In psychiatry, iatrogenesis occurs when treatments like hospital stays or medications unintentionally make a patient's condition worse. Schreer suggests this concept also applies to therapy, especially with young people, where treatments may inadvertently harm rather than help. A high school student gets anxious before a big test. Worried about their well-being, their parents send them to a therapist. The therapist thinks the student might have an anxiety disorder. Once diagnosed, the student starts overthinking every little sign of anxiety, wondering if it means a panic attack is coming soon. Emotional well-being, a freshman's dilemma. Imagine a college freshman who talks to a counselor about feeling homesick and lonely. The counselor wants to validate the student's feelings, so they stress the importance of self-care and setting boundaries. As a result, the student starts avoiding social activities and tough classes, thinking they need to focus only on their emotional well-being. Schreer argues that while therapy can be helpful for young people, some therapeutic approaches might unintentionally make them feel fragile and helpless. By focusing too much on mental health and teaching young people to see normal challenges as signs of psychological problems, some therapists may make the problems worse instead of better. Therapy culture's impact on youth development. Schreer highlights how today's focus on therapy can significantly affect young people's growth. By labeling normal childhood challenges like social awkwardness or academic struggles as mental health issues, therapists might unintentionally weaken young individuals' confidence and resilience. Instead of learning to handle life's ups and downs with determination, young people might start seeing themselves as fragile and always in need of help. Some therapeutic approaches focus heavily on keeping young people emotionally safe and avoiding risks. This can discourage them from trying new things or stepping out of their comfort zones. By prioritizing comfort, therapists might unintentionally restrict opportunities for young people to learn and discover themselves. Culture is shaped by experiences of trauma. Therapy culture has grown significantly in schools and learning environments recently. It adds a social aspect to promoting well-being. At the same time, society's increased focus on trauma is affecting young people's resilience and mental health in ways we didn't expect. For example, in some middle school classrooms, teachers are learning to approach students' behavior and academic challenges differently. Instead of seeing these as just problems to solve, they're considering whether past traumas might be causing them. This means students might start using therapy terms like triggering or toxic to talk about everyday things. In this high school, restorative justice practices focus on emotional processing rather than punishment for misbehavior. Students who have been bullied are encouraged to share their feelings with those who bullied them. Those who misbehave can explain their actions by discussing their own emotional struggles. Impact of trauma emphasis on youth. Schreer argues that well-meaning practices can unintentionally create a culture of victimhood and helplessness. By focusing on trauma and emotional safety, we might teach young people to see themselves as fragile and in need of protection. Instead, they should be encouraged to overcome challenges and learn from their mistakes. Focusing too much on trauma in our culture, like using trigger warnings in schools and offering trauma-informed workshops at work, may be making people feel more helpless. By constantly talking about the ways we've been hurt or oppressed, we might start to forget how strong and capable we are. In this way, therapy culture might be making young people believe they are powerless, instead of showing them how to take control of their lives and handle challenges. Rather than encouraging action and resilience, this focus on emotional comfort may leave people feeling like victims of forces beyond their control. By prioritizing individual feelings and emotional safety, we may be creating a culture of selfishness and oversensitivity, making it harder for young people to deal with social situations and form meaningful relationships. The harsh reality of empathy culture. At a top private school in California, social-emotional learning is a major focus. From an early age, students are taught that their feelings are the ultimate truth. They are encouraged to avoid any discomfort or disagreement. At school, Emily vents her frustration about a group project on social media without naming anyone. But Sarah, her classmate, sees the post and feels attacked. Sarah takes a screenshot and shares it with friends, adding her thoughts about how Emily's words were hurtful and thoughtless. Social media backlash. Emily's innocent post spreads like wildfire at school, dividing students who leave hurtful comments. She never meant to target Sarah or cause trouble, but finds herself in the middle of a social media storm. As tensions rise, teachers and school staff get pulled into the situation. Students and parents want them to act, even though the issue is complicated and there's no clear proof of wrongdoing. To avoid seeming unsupportive, they might feel pressured to step in, like by scolding Emily or making both girls talk things out. Many students observe the drama on social media, taking notes and understanding the unwritten rules of this new online world. They see how quickly a single post can go wrong, and how easily they could end up like Emily or Sarah. They learn to manage their online presence carefully, always aware of how their words and actions might come across to others. Escalation of conflicts in schools. In today's environment, even small misunderstandings can quickly turn into big fights among students. They accuse each other of causing emotional harm, and teachers and administrators feel pressured to take sides and give punishments, even without clear proof of wrongdoing. Students and young people often feel anxious and uncertain. They worry about saying or doing something that might upset others. This fear makes them cautious around their friends, always afraid of causing offense or being accused of doing something wrong. According to Schreier, today's culture of extreme sensitivity and emotional control is not just tiring and stressful for young people, it also harms their ability to understand others and have meaningful conversations. When every interaction risks offending or blame, it's hard to speak openly, disagree, or learn from each other. The cultural shift toward gentle parenting. Therapy culture isn't just a trend in schools, it's changing parenting too. Traditional authority is being replaced by a focus on emotional sensitivity. According to Schreier, this shift might be hurting kids more than helping them. By avoiding discipline, parents could be setting their children up for failure. A young boy, Liam, was raised under the principles of gentle parenting. His parents avoid saying no and setting strict rules. Instead, they validate his feelings and avoid punishment. When Liam throws a tantrum at the store, his parents calmly explain why it's wrong but give in to his demands to avoid more conflict. As Liam gets older, he finds it hard to manage school and friendships. When he gets upset, he sometimes gets angry and argues with other kids. His teachers, who focus on understanding emotions, are reluctant to punish him. Instead, they adjust for him and explain his behavior as part of his emotional needs. Promote resilience and responsibility in parenting. Modern parenting, which moves away from traditional discipline, may be creating a generation of fragile and entitled youth. By shielding children from natural consequences and always prioritizing their emotional comfort, parents might prevent them from developing resilience and essential life skills needed for adulthood. Schreier argues that this approach harms boys, who struggle in a fast-changing world. By not letting boys develop traditional masculine traits like toughness and self-reliance, gentle parenting may worsen the crisis of masculinity, leaving young men feeling lost. The main goal is to balance giving children love, support, and validation with setting clear boundaries and expectations. It's important to let them face the consequences of their actions naturally. Parents play a crucial role in preparing their children for adulthood. By encouraging resilience, independence, and self-reliance, parents equip young people with the skills and confidence needed to face life's challenges and become successful, well-adjusted adults. Build resilience effectively. While overly protective or excessively involved parenting can lead to unexpected challenges for emotionally vulnerable children, allowing them to encounter risks, face adversity, and handle the outcomes of their actions can build resilience, independence, and self-reliance. For example, imagine a family with two kids, Emma and Jack. Their parents decided to give them more freedom while setting clear rules and consequences. This means the kids can explore and make their own choices while understanding boundaries. Emma's parents support her desire to walk to school alone for the first time. Instead of hovering, they help her plan a safe route and discuss how to handle strangers or emergencies. They trust her to manage the experience herself. When Jack forgets his lunch at home, they resist rushing to bring it to him. They let him solve the problem on his own. Encourage growth through obstacles. As Emma and Jack get older, their parents urge them to take on new challenges and pursue their interests, even if there's a chance of failure. When Emma tries out for soccer but doesn't make the team, her parents comfort her and encourage her to keep practicing for next year. Similarly, when Jack struggles with a math problem, instead of solving it for him, they motivate him to find extra help and keep trying. Parenting here focuses on consequences, discipline, and building grit and resilience. In today's world, which often prioritizes emotional comfort and avoiding challenges, children must face struggles and failures and learn from mistakes to gain the skills and confidence needed for success. Challenges in modern parenting. Parenting today faces challenges. Many believe good parents must always be involved, removing all risks and discomfort. This makes it hard for parents to let children explore their paths. It needs trust, patience, and a tolerance for uncertainty. Every child has different requirements for guidance. Some may benefit from more structure and supervision, while others do well with greater freedom. It's essential to find a balance that suits each child and fits your family's situation. Parenting aims to raise children who can confidently face life's challenges. By promoting self-reliance, perseverance, and toughness, and by letting children experience the outcomes of their actions, parents help them build the skills needed for success in a complex world. Key points. 1. Therapy should focus on preventing harm and avoid making people feel weak. 2. Focusing too much on emotional safety can weaken young people's resilience and confidence. 3. Excessive emphasis on trauma can lead to a culture of victimhood, reducing self-reliance. 4. Encouraging emotional comfort over challenges can limit growth and hinder problem-solving. 5. Gentle parenting may prevent children from developing necessary life skills and independence. 6. Allowing children to face risks and natural consequences helps build resilience. 7. Parents should balance love and discipline to prepare children for the real world.